These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hello, everybody. It's time for another edition of the Kashi Tapes, number 36. I'm John Hewlett, and my partner is...
Favaz.
The Mighty One, as we like to call him around here.
Not me.
Well, let's see. We had Ozzy on before, but that was for a different reason. He called again on the phone, and you did another interview with him.
Yeah, so the first
one... Which one was older?
Okay, this one is newer. The first one we did was older, where he really sounded kind of out of it. Yeah. Remember when we did the Kashi Tapes for that one? It was in mid-January, by the way. You were like, I think he has a speech impediment.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I think he has Parkinson's, and, you know, all the years of abuse, it's hard to understand him. And he was just kind of off that day. This one was in 2010, a good 3 or 4 years after the first one. He sounds totally different. Engaged, yeah.
Well,
I should say.
I don't claim he has a speech impediment. I claim he stutters.
Oh, he stutters. That's what you said.
He has a stutter.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But here's the thing, though. You love when people make fun of my name. And Ozzy is very famous for doing that because he said, Favaz, what a weird fucking name. Right off the bat on this interview, it starts. So enjoy yourself, John.
All right, here we go. It's Favaz with Ozzy from 2010.
Okay, and is it live or recorded?
No, it's recorded.
Okay.
So this is the setup guy.
Yeah, this is the guy. Mm-hmm.
He can be himself.
Okay. Can you keep it to about 10 minutes?
I will do my best.
And it, obviously, this is in promotion of the show and... his album, that sort of thing, yeah?
Correct.
All right. Just
you can hear the frustration in
Favaz.
Favaz.
My last name is Favaza, and I just go by Favaz.
Favaza, so it's just Favaz.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, stop right there. Stop. God, I mean, even the dude, the setup guy is making fun of my name. And you can hear the frustration in my voice, by the way.
Yeah.
Correct. Keep it to 10 minutes.
I would think by now you'd be used to this, but
I don't know.
Getting tired of it. Huh?
Here comes Ozzy.
Hold on.
Thank you.
It's a boy. You might die. Hello. Is it Favaz? A country.
Well, thank you,
Ozzy. Sounds like a country. The country of Favaz.
See, I wish I had my own country. My last name is actually Favaza, and I just go by Favaz.
Favaz.
Yeah.
Pass me the Favaz.
Pass me the Favaz. Okay, stop. So I use that one in a promo, too. Pass me the Favaz.
He can't get it.
He gets it. He says it perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
He thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
And, of course, he doesn't remember making fun of it 4 years prior.
No,
of course, he would never remember that.
He's mesmerized by it. Favaz. And, you know, he's thinking in his head, man, I wish I'd have used that some way, somehow.
Made money off of it.
The name of my next album, Favaz. Ozzy goes Favaz on ya.
Yeah.
Ozzy, first thing I want to say to you is happy early birthday.
Thank you very much. It's very nice of you.
You're going to be 62 years old. And
can you believe that I'm 62?
I'm 62 now.
How about that?
Miracles will never cease to happen.
No, you're right. And I really can't believe it. What are your thoughts on the whole deal?
Well, you know, I mean... somebody said to me 10 years ago, where do you think you'll be in 10 years? I answered that question. I go, 10 years, it's a long way away. But as you're going on...
What are you saying?
I don't know. And sorry for the bleeps, because this is the part that I aired,
actually,
on the air. So that's why it's got bleeps. But if you want to run back a little bit, he was saying, if somebody would have said, 10 years ago when you were 52, where would you be? I don't know. I mean, I think that's what I said. I don't know.
10 years gets... quicker and quicker.
Right.
I mean, it won't be that long, but hopefully I'm here. When I'm 72, I don't know.
And he still is.
And he's 70 now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably will be, because we're still gigging. Gigging makes me feel, the business that I'm in keeps me going, you know. I mean, the strangest thing about becoming over 60, the word retirement comes up in everybody's interview, and it's like, I go, okay, what my answer to that is, I'm a recording artist, I'm a performing artist. If I was a painting artist like Rembrandt or Salvador Dali, did I say to him at 60, oh, Salvador, now what, are you going to continue, are you going to retire? It's an art form, you know, so it's like, it's not a job what I have. It's
right.
It's a passion, you know.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
So that's kind of funny. You know, you do what you love. You don't consider it a job, like yeah. like you and I. You know, is this an art form? Kind of.
What we do here?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Maybe a little bit. I don't think
a
so.
A little bit.
Not to the level of what these guys do.
No,
but
no.
I was just saying this on the air this morning, as a matter of fact, that once these artists are gone and their body of work is just left for the masses to dissect and analyze over time, mm-hmm. you know, we've initially been drawn to the songs that are considered the hit songs.
Right.
But as time goes on and there's no more music being made by these people, people are going to start to get into everything else. That they've put out, and it will grow in value just like pieces of art do for these artists like Salvador Dali, like you just mentioned, have over time as well, I think.
Yeah.
So I think it's very equivalent.
Yeah, and what else is funny about this, he's talking about retirement, is that, you know, he was this going to be his last tour this year when he was supposed to be here in June?
I don't know.
You know, now he's not going to be because he had pneumonia and stuff like that. And you know, I said back in the other Casey tapes, and I've said it on the air a million times, that I'll be surprised if Ozzy, you know, plays. Not that he'll be dead or anything, but he's always postponing, always getting ill, you know. So this whole retirement thing, I don't know what to make of it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Ozzy, you're going to be in St. Louis Friday the 10th.
Yeah.
Ozzy, do you? I know this may be a dumb.
How many yeahs was it? Well, yeah.
Question, but do you have any memories of St. Louis throughout?
I remember many in the early 70s. We were touring with Black Hawk, Arkansas, and we were in a hotel. I can't remember the name of the hotel, but I was loaded, and I got one of them fire extinguishers. You know where all the dust in?
Yeah.
And I sprayed the room, and everybody was covered in this white stuff.
he blew a fire extinguisher all over everybody in a hotel?
Yeah, he said he doesn't remember the name of the hotel, but Black Oak, Arkansas. How about that? Black Sabbath with Black Oak, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Also, is it the Four Seasons there? I usually say.
All right, that's.
Four
Seasons wasn't around.
Was there one around
by
back
2010?
In the day?
I mean,
no, he's talking way.
I didn't think so.
One time we were there, we went to this bad area of town unknowingly, and we jammed in his club at 4 o'clock in the morning or something.
And you know, Geezer met his wife in St. Louis.
I know, I was there when he met him.
Right, that's what I thought.
And you see Ozzy tweeted, go St. Louis Blues before the game the other night.
It's his mugshot.
Yeah.
Very famous picture of him with a blues shirt on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen that for years, and people have been tweeting that. Somebody in his social media just said, hey, let's tweet that out. They're in the Stanley Cup.
Oh, you don't think he did it?
Nope.
Really?
No, I do not.
That disappoints
me. I don't believe he's savvy enough that he would, hey, I remember being a...
That's true.
Had a mugshot. No.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, she was in a car with another girl, and we were in a limo coming from the airport in the 70s, and that was it. I mean, I've never been...
Yeah, remember you talked to Geezer Butler.
He
said
about
exactly the same thing, the girls in the airport and the car from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Questions for you, because I know you've been asked everything.
Okay.
And they've come up with some really good ones. So getting back to you being 62, somebody wrote...
Okay.
He is so different.
He is so different from that other interview.
Now, one of two things. The last time he was either drugged on, he was on Quaaludes or something.
You remember what he said? He was on the cuckoo meds or the cuckoo juice.
Okay.
Remember?
And this one's the opposite. He's on the speed here.
Because he said it makes his dick shrink.
Yeah.
It's not shrunk this time.
Something else is going on. He's on Viagra right now.
How's the sex life for a 62-year-old rock star?
What's that?
What's that?
Listen to what he says. I remember this part.
You mean the thing we used to do when we had balls?
We had balls.
Yeah, that.
He's like, next question.
All right.
Talking of which, I do that Dr. Ozzy column. Have you heard about that?
The what?
I do a Dr. Ozzy column. Where
yes.
So one of the questions was, this guy goes in, he goes, I'm a bit worried about my relationship with my wife, and I reread it, and he goes, we used to have sex 6 times a week, now it's down to 4. Okay. Then he goes, I'm 65 years of age, and I just, my reply was, stop complaining.
No kidding. Yeah, how's that column going? I think that's a great idea, whoever came up with that.
You know, he's like, do you know the weirdest thing about that column is I know a lot of the answers and all that. So in some of the latest one was like asking me about gerbils and things. And, I mean, there's some weird stuff, you know, but there's a lot of them that I'm pursuing. Because I mean, I started doing it with the Times newspaper in England, and then the people from Rolling Stone asked me to do it. So, I mean, the Rolling Stone was like asking him if is there such thing as like a penis extension and all that. I don't know all that. If it was, I'd have one myself.
I don't know what he said.
Stop it. You know, hear what he said right there? Couldn't. He was talking about penis extensions.
Right?
He goes, oh, I don't know what that is. If I knew, I'd want one for myself.
Sometimes I can't understand what he's saying, but
you gotta listen really hard.
It still makes me laugh, whatever you know, it is.
And the thing we're talking about here is the Ask Ozzy column, where people could ask questions back in the day to Ozzy, and that's what he's talking about. About a penis. Yeah.
I hope there's a copy of the interview that I did with Ozzy Osbourne backstage at the Fox Theater, where he
spilled tea or cigarette in your shoe.
Yeah, something went in my shoe and burned the hell out of my foot.
Yeah.
Because I know I've met the man before, and the guy is a hoot.
Yeah, he's funny,
and
man.
Anytime you have him on tape in any way, you got to preserve it. Hopefully that shows up when I go deeper into the Casey vaults trying to find more stuff. But I just love just listening to the
dude, man.
He's awesome.
Funny.
I could see how people love him, you know.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
Zach
we
Wild
talked about
was talking
that.
About how
we talked, like what you know, why the guys in Motley Crue loved him so much.
Yeah.
It's such a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Ozzy here. Oh, here's a good one. Now I think the people that determine that you descended from Neanderthal, they're from St. Louis, I think.
Are they?
From Washington University, I believe. What did you think of that whole study? And
well, you know, it's
you want to stop?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember this?
No.
So I guess people from Washington University figured out or whatever that Ozzy descended from the Neanderthal, and that's why his genes are so good. That's why he's
still
alive.
Oh, yeah, I do kind of remember it now,
Do you kind of remember it? It was something like that. So I asked Ozzy about it. Here's his response.
What came about was my wife's got this obsession about Alzheimer's, because her father died of Alzheimer's and her grandmother died of Alzheimer's, and she thought it's hereditary. She was obsessed, and we heard about this this genomic thing, and a friend of ours said he could introduce us to these people, and Sharon went, oh, let's go to that. I wasn't really keen about it, but she went, I'll back my wife up, and I went and did it. And it's kind of, it's very interesting, but that's about it. I mean, but the thing about that is, I don't know whether the FDA will approve anything like that, because they don't want to find cures, I don't think, because they want to sell more drugs, you know.
Right.
He's right about that.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Boy, he's totally, and I think we've talked about, maybe not on the Casey tapes, maybe on the air in the studio or just in the studio, that drug companies don't want to come up with a cure. They want to keep you on the hook.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put this without, you'll never get AIDS or you'll never get cancer or you'll never get whatever. So, but the amount of money they'll lose is ridiculous. But, you know, the future is, when I went to this convention in San Diego and I had this machine, when it first started, it cost $2 billion, $2 billion a test. Now it's down to $150. I never paid $150. But they got this machine now. They'll take your blood. It's kind of like a large printing machine. And you put this your blood in, and it'll just tell you what your history is.
Wow.
And by the time they get that out, it'll be like every doctor's office will have it. It's a medicine for the future, really. It's mind-boggling. And there's like a third of it that they can't decide because they haven't got the technology yet, you know.
Wow,
he's really fired.
You can understand
really
what
fired.
He's saying?
No, it was that's
you
kind
speak
of hard.
Ozzy, I
well,
guess.
No, I mean, if you listen hard enough and you pick up what he says here, and then in the middle you can't understand, and then you can understand.
Yeah.
You can kind of put it together in a way.
I'm trying, but
does he sound fired up about this whole? Apparently, you can figure out your genes and stuff. I mean, we can do it now. You know, you send your DNA in, but you know, back 9 years ago or so when I talked to him, it was just funny to hear him talk about it.
Star Trek.
let's see. I'm looking at these questions here. A Black Sabbath reunion. We've heard you say some things. Iommi say some things. What is the likelihood?
Well, it's kind of like now poor old Ronnie's no longer with us. I'm not going to say it's out of the question. I'm just, what I'll say is I never say never. Because, you know, I mean, so we all sit down round a table and go, look, are we going to do it? If we're going to do it, are we going to do it? Which way are we going to do it? You know? But, you know, I'm right now, I'm in a good place in my own band, you know? So,
right.
And we're talking. It's a possibility, a very good possibility. But I don't want to build everybody else's hopes. Because I get the flag, they go, oh, because he says he's going to do this and he ain't going to do that. I'm just saying, the cards are on the table. Let's keep our fingers crossed it all works out fine. I would, you know what, I'd be a liar if I said I wouldn't like to do a great Black Sabbath album.
Okay.
And it happened.
Right. And it ended up happening, and it ended up happening without Bill Ward, the drummer.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's kind of funny.
Fair enough. Ozzy, do you ever think you will be knighted?
I don't know, but I don't think so, but you never know, do you? Sir Ozzy Osbourne.
Wouldn't that be great?
No. Oh, you're the Prince of Darkness. So.
I'd rather be the Prince of Darkness.
All right. What guitarist that you have not worked with would you like to?
Jimi Hendrix.
Ah, good one. Okay. Had you buried the hatchet with Ronnie James Dio before his death?
Well, we never had any hatchet to bury. I mean... At first, he replaced me with the band that I started up with. And so I was pissed off for a while, you know. But
right.
But that was like 30 years ago. I mean, a lot of water's gone under the bridge. I mean, I was very sad when I heard of his diagnosis. And we sent messages around him because Sharon had cancer. And when cancer hits you on your own doorstep, you go, what do you do? I'd never known anyone that survived when cancer when Sharon got it. And so
right.
I just sent when. When Ronnie was diagnosed, we immediately sent something from, you know, is there anything we can do to help? If you need anything, you know, because Sharon's got a lot of connections now.
Sure.
And then I went to an award show shortly before he passed away, and I met Vinny there, and he was telling me that Ronnie was around somewhere. I didn't have a chance to see him, but there was no hatchet to bury. I mean, I was very sad for the guy. What pissed me off was those Jesus freaks picketing his funeral.
Right.
Out of order, man.
Right.
Let's say we're bad people.
Yeah.
How about that?
The Jesus freaks protested his funeral?
Ronnie
James Dio funeral? I don't remember that.
I do, and it was those people from that church in Kansas or whatever. Protest all the stuff. But it's kind of cool to hear Ronnie talk about, or Ozzy talk about Ronnie when we just did Ronnie on the Casey tapes a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. We all know how much you love the Beatles. If there had not been the Beatles, do you think you would be who you are today?
I really can't answer the question because they were. I'm glad, and I'm. You know, my son just finished a documentary, and I was watching it the other day, and I was stunned. Paul McCartney did an interview on me, and it was like, I'm like, man, you know.
he did an interview about you?
Yeah.
Wow. What'd he say?
I was too in shock to listen. I mean, he's like that. He's like God to me, you know.
Of course he is. How's Gus G working out for you? He's your guitar player now.
Better than I expected. I mean, he's doing it. In every guitar player that comes along, he's got another pair of shoes to fill.
Right.
I mean, to follow Zach, he's got to be something hot. And I mean, he's a great kid. He's a young kid. He's a great player, and I have great hopes for him for the future. We all get on so well. Although Tommy Clafita's on drums, new guy, and he's great drummer. And the band Blasco is on bass. Adam Waitman on keyboards. And we have so much fun.
And you have Rob Halford opening, and that is really cool too.
Rob's a dear old friend. He's one of my favorite singers. Rob, he's got a great, great band. It's worth seeing Rob Halford's band. It's really good package. But then he goes after this after the holidays, and then I got Slash.
That's right. You have Slash with you, so.
Oh, I hope that works out. I mean, Slash is a good friend of mine as well.
That's right. Well, I think all of us that are going that are at least 45 years old, Ozzy, are can't wait to relive our teen years listening to Blizzard and Diary of a Madman. I mean, is it that kind of show? Is it just straight ahead?
Well, it's like I do one or two new songs. I got so many things to do now. I do songs like Killer of Giants, No More Tears. I don't do them the same show, but, you know. I just I do some Sabbath songs, but I don't know. Like NIB.
Wow.
Into the Void. You know, I mean, and it can go anywhere from two to 3 hours, depending on how it goes. I mean, the more the audience react, the longer we play, you know.
Sure.
I got to say, the fact that Ozzy Osbourne has normal children is mind-blowing.
That's because his wife is normal. Yeah. Well, if you want to call her normal, but yeah, that's why.
She saved the family tree for sure.
Well, that's fair enough. Ozzy will be here on the 10th of December, a week after his birthday. What are you going to do for your birthday? How are you going to celebrate tomorrow?
I'm doing a gig.
That's it? Nothing special? Will Sharon be with you? Or?
Oh, yeah, she's coming in today, yeah.
Yeah? All right. Okay.
All right, then.
Well, he's really happy, really hopping around out there. I mean, hangs up the phone. He probably went out and, you know, who knows what he did. Chopped wood or something. He said so much energy.
He does.
All right, Ozzy, thank you, and we can't wait to see you, and thank you for your career, Ozzy. I don't know if many rock stations would be around if you hadn't come along.
Although, if I think Ozzy tried to chop wood, he'd probably chop his foot off accidentally.
No, let's not do that.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless. Have a great day.
All right, Ozzy.
Bye-bye.
He said, God bless.
Yeah. Prince of Darkness said, God bless.
Well, there you go. Another Ozzy interview.
It's fun, excellent. Man.
Yeah,
they're fun to listen to.
Fun.
I mean, because you can ask him anything. You know, like all those questions were from listeners, most of those right there. And he'll answer it.
Yeah.
You know, he'll answer
anything.
It in some weird way. You know,
you think what could be the most uncomfortable question you could possibly ask Ozzy Osbourne? And like you say, he probably just would just blow it off or answer it or make you not feel odd or uncomfortable for asking the question. He would just absorb it and put it back out there.
Let's not forget also what he said in the last KC Tapes interview that we did, that Florence Henderson gives a mean blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that came out of nowhere. I did ask him, how was Florence Henderson on this Pepsi commercial? And he's like, oh, she's great. She gives a mean blowjob. That's Ozzy, man.
I know. And anybody else can say it. It wouldn't be near as funny as if Ozzy says it for whatever reason, man.
Nope.
The guy is. And I don't know if he purposely has cultivated this persona, this image of him, or it just happened because he is who he is and he's not faking anything.
I think it's natural.
Yeah,
I think it's just who he is, man.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff.
Yeah, because if it was crafted, it was genius.
Yes, and it's too genuine to be crafted.
Yeah.
It's just good stuff.
All right, there you go. That's number 36 on the KC Tapes, episode 36. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll have another one for you next week. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMAN or on Instagram at Johnny Hewlett.
Instagram and Twitter, KC Guy. Facebook, KC95, Favaz.
Adios, my friend.
Fucker.
Not as good as last week, but not bad.
We tried.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.